This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Up Constitution Avenue, from where the Fed is to Capitol Hill now, fiscal policymakers, as Fed chairs like to refer to congresspeople, Democrats negotiating President Biden's yet-to-be-settled social spending plan have reached a deal to lower the cost of some prescription drugs for older Americans. A cap on out-of-pocket drug spending for seniors, and for the first time, Medicare would be able to negotiate prices directly with drug makers. For a very few prescription drugs, to be clear, but as Marketplace's Amanda Peacher reports, it is kind of a big deal.
When Medicare establishes a rate for, say, a visit to a doctor, other health insurance providers tend to follow.
The old saying goes that when Medicare sneezes, the healthcare system catches a cold.
Larry Levitt is with the Kaiser Family Foundation.
That's because Medicare controls so much of the money in the system.
That negotiating power would only be for a handful of drugs, but it could still be a significant move, says Mariana Socal with Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health.
You have a few drugs that are driving a lot of the spending, either because they are very expensive or because a lot of people are taking these drugs.
The pharmaceutical industry's main lobbying group, Pharma, has consistently and successfully fought proposals to give the government negotiating power on drug prices. It spent more than $22 million lobbying Congress so far this year and says this new deal threatens innovation in drug research and development. But Rena Conti, professor at Boston University, points out that highly profitable new drugs won't be affected. Price negotiations will happen
only for products that have been on the market and available for sale in the U.S. for a while.
Conti says drug companies have already recouped costs for developing the drugs that would be up for price negotiation by the government. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.